faster cars, boats and trains, supersonic airplanes, everybody's going somewhere. Even rockets speeding out, I wonder what it's all about, ever going, never there. Prophet said it long ago, many running to and fro, always searching, yet can't run. Restless hearts, worried minds, overlook what we should find, never living, just alive. With all your running, run to Jesus, open arms, gentle shepherd. He's the shelter from the storm. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind, with all your running, run to Jesus. Walk the moon, aim for Mars, send the ship among the stars. Tell me what it's for, what it's worth. While we search and run the risk, all the time the answer is on our knees, right here on earth. Standing by the road I see travelers going rapidly, looking for a reason or a struggling to keep up the pace in the frantic human race, out of breath, out of time. With all your running, run to Jesus, open arms, gentle shepherd. He's the shelter from the storm. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind, with all your running, run to Jesus. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind, with all your running, run to Jesus.
With all your running, run to Jesus. Today I have a different kind of message. I'll have to ask God to help me. Just try to navigate it. It's about how to pray for your government. Does anybody know? That question has been asked me throughout the years. How do you pray for certain things? Because there's something that Christians don't seem to understand. Question is, should a person vote? Should a Christian vote for his government? If you have the freedom, you bet. I've been watching some very interesting videos on the church in China. They call themselves the Church of God. They're not Episcopalian or Baptist or any of those things. They're the Church of God. And in their beginning, I remember reading how they became communist. It's the Church of God that somehow went to sleep and allowed it. Now the Church of God is running from one hole to another, and they're being persecuted all over the place. And it's a sad situation in China. Well, what is our responsibility when it comes to government? Abraham Lincoln, president of the United States, was not in favor of slavery. And he did something about it. He was a devout Christian man. He ran for president. And he failed about 5-6 times. Finally, he got elected. And guess what happened? That's where the Civil War began. Many people were killed. 600,000 white people got killed, white soldiers got killed to set the black man free. Interesting, black lives mattered in those days. So that's what Abraham Lincoln did. He was a Christian and God showed him what to do. He was the one that said, we are not going to have slavery. It cost a lot of lives, but God in his providence brought it forth. Then I'll give you another example, Hitler. How many of you know Bonhoeffer Dietrich? He stood against the Hitler regime. And he had to pay for his life, where most of the pastors there, they fell in line like puppets, as Hitler declared, trust me, and I will bring you into a very nice life. Guess what happened? Germany was destroyed, and those who stood against him were killed, many of them. And then we have Mr. Wurmbrand. I remember reading his book. They were taken into custody, all of those pastors there. I think it was Romania. I don't quite remember the country. And the government had a big meeting with them. And all those butt-kisser preachers stood up and explained how nice the government was. And Mr. Wurmbrand's wife whispered to the husband, why don't you get up and wipe the spit off Jesus' face? And he said to her, do you still want a husband? It's okay, as long as you wipe the spit off Jesus' face. And he got up and he told them what the true gospel was and what true government should be. And for the next 14 years, he spent his life in prison, and so his wife. So what is our responsibility? It's to stand up, to vote. I've talked to people here in Manitoba, very religious people. Do you vote when it's time to vote? We don't vote, but we pray for our government. That's like saying, be clothed and be fed and send them on their way without any clothing and without any food. Exactly that's what it is. So what do we do? I'll give you a scripture, 2 Chronicles 7 in verse 14. Throw it up there for me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's God's people, wicked. I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. Why do we have abortion? Why do we have same-sex marriage? Why is all this going on? Because the Church of Jesus Christ has neglected to stand up and do what God has called them to do. And that is to pray for the governments. And that is to pray for righteousness. And that is to be righteous themselves instead of having the God of this, the God of that, and running with the world. This is what's happening in America. This is what's happening here. And I've had people ask me, how do I pray for my government? And some of you listening through the internet may not quite like the answer I'm going to give you, but it's straight out of scripture, and we'll get to that. But before we get into this message today, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that you have left us a book, you have left us instructions, and we need to pay close attention. So you will open our hearts and our ears and eyes today to what the truth is, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God, and he doesn't leave us without answers. Regardless what your question is, God has an answer for all of us. The question is, do we want to follow his instructions? And God is serious about his instructions. It's your choice whether you want to follow him or not. He's not going to condemn you if you don't follow his instructions, but you will have to suffer the consequences, just like the pastors in Germany, just like the pastors in Romania, just like the pastors in China. All have to suffer the consequences who don't stand up for God. What have we got today in the churches? Homosexuality is accepted as the norm. And there's many Christians who feel it's a woman's choice if she gets an abortion. How about the poor baby? What if I decide to shoot you? Is it my choice? No. God has principles. God has laws, rules. He has regulations. And those who abide by those rules, they shall see life. It tells us in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26, and God said, let us make men in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So both of us, male and female, have the same instruction to have dominion over the earth. And how do you do that? Did God just say, okay, here you are, do it by yourself? No. We are seeking his will and his face on how to do it. Listen to what Psalm 115 in verse 16 tells us. The heavens, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The earth is our responsibility. How we operate here and what's going on is the church's responsibility. I remember one guy came to know the Lord. He was a kind of a wild person. And he came to know the Lord, and after a while, he started noticing things different. He was talking to me about the abortion. How can we allow abortion to go on? I told him, it's a little too late for now. The horse is already out of the barn. Too late to close the door. That happened while you were in the world not caring about anybody who was having abortion or who were getting killed. But now you have to start seeking God about that. So what do we do? The heavens belong to the Lord, it says, but the earth he has given to us, the children of men. What has the governments of this earth done in the last 100 years? They have basically destroyed the earth through their greed. It's unbelievable what has happened. And not only that, they have turned away from God. And that's the reason it happened. The churches basically went to sleep. If we get our rights and our privilege from the government, and that's exactly what the government wants, our dependence on them. So when they give an order, we have to jump to what they say. So God wants us, the church, to straighten and righten these things. If we will quit our wickedness, that's being passive, that's not caring, but step into our places and start caring of what God has given us, then God will hear our prayers and will heal our land. Never mind whatever happens is the will of God. Abortion is not the will of God. The Chinese government is not the will of God. But because of the passiveness of the Christians in the 50s, God allowed the people to have what they want. This is how it works. He allows you to have what you want. If you're going to insist on something, God is going, and it's not good for you, God is going to withdraw his hand and allow you to go wherever direction you want to take. So we need to be careful. I want to explain something about Mr. Stalin. How many of you know Stalin from the Russian government? A terrible person who killed millions of his people. How did that guy get into government? Through fraud, through manipulation, through deception. And before him was Lenin. How did he get into government? The church was asleep at the wheel. They didn't care. They didn't see the importance until communism took over. And then Stalin made a mistake. He decided towards the last, that was after World War II, we're going to round up all the Jews and we're going to send them into gulags in Siberia. And there's a guy by the name of Derek Prince. Get him on the internet, a good teacher, especially on how to cast out devils. He decided to get the Christians and the pastors together in England, and they formed a prayer meeting, and they prayed for God to take Stalin out. Now, that's biblically. We can do that. I'll show you. And they prayed, and in 2 months, Stalin had a seizure, or was it a stroke, and he died by himself. So God set the Jewish people free. Don't touch the apple of God's eye. You may get a very strong reaction because God will raise up people to pray, and you will have to suffer the consequences. This is what I say to churches who are saying that Israel is irrelevant. God is going to judge you. He is going to send something through your ranks that's going to burn out the chaff, and you will not know what hit you. So it tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, listen to this in verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. What is the mystery of Christ? It's good government. It's salvation. He has given us the Ten Commandments. Every nation that has the Ten Commandments as their go-to thing, like the Western civilizations, God has blessed them immensely. It's unbelievable how prosperous the Western nations are who have followed God, not anymore, but they have followed God at their conception. I will give you an example. There is a nation called Haiti, and there is a nation called America. They basically started at the same time. The nation of Haiti, they decided that voodoo, that's witchcraft, was going to be their national religion. America decided the Ten Commandments is going to be their guidelines, and Christianity was going to be their religion. Look at the nation of Haiti now. It's nothing but a garbage dump full of rats and mice and people who are basically destroying each other. Look at America. Unbelievable riches. You go into a store, you don't even know what to buy. Everything's there for the liking, whatever you choose. You go into a store, you say, well, I should buy this. Maybe I'll find use for it, because you have everything already. That's how rich we are. God has blessed us, but there's a force out there who wants to destroy this. So God is asking us to stand in the gap. Paul has given us the wisdom on how to operate in government. He has given us the wisdom how to raise a family. He has given us the wisdom on how to operate in the fear of the Lord. The Lord has given the Apostle Paul the mysteries of the things of God, and the Western civilizations have taken advantage of the teachings of Paul, and God has blessed them immensely. It's unbelievable when you start thinking of that. Listen to this in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. It's not only talking about salvation, it's about how to govern, how to operate. You look at any nation that doesn't have God. Look at India. They're trying their best to be somehow like the Western world, but everybody's defecating in the streets. They don't care. There's no sanitation there because they're not following the laws of God. God's laws will teach you cleanliness and how to operate. You look at China, it's all over like that in third world countries where they're worshiping Satan. They're trying to imitate the West, but it doesn't work. Why? Because the main ingredient is missing. It's God's principles, God's rules. It tells us in other ages it wasn't like that, except for the Jews. The Jewish people had the laws of God, and they were a clean people. They had no diseases. The Bible teaches these diseases that were in Egypt will not come upon you. Why? You go through the laws of the Israelis, the laws that we're keeping naturally already, the sanitation, all these things. It's unbelievable how unclean these countries are compared to what we are. And God says the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. So where the gospel is preached, the principles and the laws of God follow. There was this one person who was a missionary, and he said he was out there preaching to the natives, and they were dirty. The women weren't even wearing any clothes. And when they came to know the Lord, the women came dressed up. The men who haven't washed since they were kids now came washed. God, through his Spirit, showed them what to do. Because uncleanliness brings on diseases and all sorts of things. Never mind wearing masks. You have to wash yourself. You have to be clean. You have to do the right thing. Seek the face of God. And this coronavirus that we had, that's not something that Satan even sent. That was made by men. Men is even now doing what Satan used to do. That's how corrupt they are. And if they will have their way, they will destroy this planet. And this is exactly what's going to happen. So the Jews used to have all those laws, rules. And now through the gospel, the Gentiles received those laws and rules. That's who we are. We're seeing how God's laws work. And when we watch what's happening, you just go on YouTube. You just study different nations. You will see how filthy everything is. And all you have to do is wait a while. Then you see who they pray to. Yesterday, I was watching this movie from India or somewhere. It's a documentary. The filth was unbelievable. But every morning, they brought their sacrifices to the God of the bush, to the God of the winds, to the God of the stone, to the God of the river. Faithfully, they were doing that. And I was thinking, no wonder you're still in the Stone Age. God blesses those who seek his face and they find him. Now let's see how we should operate with our governments. This is maybe controversial, but that's okay. It says in Romans chapter 13 in verse 1, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God, whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinances of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. That doesn't mean salvation damnation. That you're going to be basically put in prison. We'll take our government as an example. The corruption that is there is unbelievable. But do we go against the laws that they put out? No, we don't. Why? Because we follow them. It's the law of the land. Why is the law like that? Because Christians were asleep at the wheel. They didn't take the responsibility that God gave them. They didn't pray. They didn't stand in the gap. That's why we have abortion. That's why we have same-sex marriage. And that's why the corruption is there. Because Christians are asleep at the wheel. And where God's people sleep, when the cats are away, who? What? The mice will play. We give them license to do what they want. Can we go against them? No, we can't. We have to be in subject to them. There's one thing we can do, and I'll come to that. That's our power, and you're going to enjoy what I'll tell you, and I'll give it to you from the Bible. It says, whosoever therefore resists